I'm Polly Washburn, and I live in Denver, Colorado. And I would recommend that you figure out your sleepy foods. So when I was about 30, I read a book about sugar sensitivity and was like, me, this is me. So I started cutting out sugar. And so my basic advice would be to, it's not like you can never eat sugar or whatever you find out is your sleepy food, but don't have it during the day. So have it at night. And then if it makes you sleepy, that's cool. You can go to sleep. So my sleepy foods are sugar and flour. So I'm not as, you know, I'm not gluten intolerant or whatever, but it's great for me that there's been all these gluten-free foods that have come out because it gives me an option during the day to have a rice cracker instead of a Triscuit or whatever.
And once you realized that that was a thing and that you were made sleepy by sugar and flour, was it difficult at all to not go after that stuff?
So yeah, sugar is totally addictive. So it is a problem to give it up, and it's tough sometimes. And that's why I would say don't put yourself in the mindset that you can never have it again. You know, either I can have it on the weekends or I can have it at night. Or
how do you learn what your sleepy food is?
So the best way is to do a little log for about a week and just about every half hour log, what did I eat? And then, because some people, you know, things don't kick in for another half hour. So make a log of what time you ate everything, and then give yourself like an energy scale, maybe 1 to 10 or 1 to 5, and rate your energy scale through the day and notice, okay, after I ate that, crash happened, I was fine eating that, you know. So for someone else, it might be rice or dairy or, you know, something totally different.
You've been listening to what I hope has been a very helpful Food Friday on the Best Advice Show. Thanks, Polly, for that advice. My name is Zach Rosen, and I would love to hear your advice. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. And if you're enjoying this show, if it's making a difference in your life somehow, I would so appreciate you going onto Apple Podcasts and rating and reviewing the Best Advice Show. Another really helpful thing you can do is tell your friends and family about this podcast. Well, just the ones that you think would like it. Thank you so much.